Joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Alexis Taylor. Alexis, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Matt. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
No problem, Alexis. I'm doing well. So let's talk about, it's an exciting time for you. You have a brand new song out right now called Room Service. This is a great tune. I've been listening to this one. What's kind of the story behind this one, and kind of how did this brand new one come to be written?
Yeah, so I actually got to write this one with my friends Dave Audet and Jeffrey James, and I kind of brought in the idea, and it was a completely different concept, and we ended up actually switching it around to be more of what you hear today, and it was just such a great experience writing with them, kind of going back and forth. Dave does a lot of production, and Jeffrey does a lot of like pop music, so it definitely has more of the pop elements to the song for sure. It was a blast writing it.
So did you kind of have the title Room Service that you kind of brought to the song, right? Or did that title kind of come as y'all were writing this one? How did the title come to be?
Yeah, I brought a few titles to the co-write. And so we kind of went through my ideas of what I had kind of written down, and Room Service was their favorite. And I had a few different lines written down, but nothing like what is written now. And so, with their help, we ended up writing Room Service, and it is what it is today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. Always exciting releasing a brand new song. And I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to maybe play this song live. If you have, kind of how's that process been for you and playing a brand new song kind of for the first time?
Yeah, it's a great song to play live. It's got a lot of energy. It's got just the catchiness of it is super fun when I'm performing live. But the one thing is even like when I'm playing an acoustic show, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more difficult to capture, you know, all the instruments and everything. Cause when you listen to it, it's got a lot more piano and just a lot more, drums and bass, and it kind of drives with those instruments as opposed to acoustic. So, I mean, it's a challenge to play it acoustically, but I love it stripped down as well, either way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Joined again right now by Alexis Taylor. Alexis, what's kind of this year looking like for you here in 2023? There's been a fair amount of nice weather, most parts of the province or the country, I guess. And what's kind of this year looking like for you? Hope to play a lot of live shows. What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, well, I've got a few different live shows coming up. I'm actually playing here in Ontario, the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville. So that's super exciting. And so I'll be doing that next Thursday. And then I've got a lot of studio time that I've kind of got booked. And I've been actually in the studio quite a bit working on new songs, hopefully releasing a few of those in the later part of the year. Mm-hmm. Really working on my songwriting and co-writing and all that fun stuff.
That's awesome. And I don't know if I've ever, I'm always curious about kind of the songwriting process. And I don't know if I've asked you this specifically, but do you have kind of like an archive folder, whether it be actually something physical, which I know this isn't the 1990s, so maybe not something actual physical. It might just be a folder in your phone or something along those lines with a bunch of song ideas from your many years of songwriting that you kind of can look back out from time to time. Do you have anything like that?
I do. So I actually used to, a lot of the times I would write all my songs down in just a notebook. And so, I mean, I know it's lot more, it's a lot more old fashioned now showing up to a write with a notebook than a laptop.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll have that with me, and I'll usually write down like the voice note in my phone of what the title is and all that. So that way I have an idea of how the song sounds if it's not finished and all that stuff. So I have that, and it's really cool to go back and just kind of see what I was working on years and years ago and, you know, what I'm working on now. And sometimes I take some old ideas and spin them around. So,
That's awesome. Very cool. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be song releases, shows that you're playing at, how is there social media platforms you post to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, of course. So my website is alexistaylormusic.com, And you can actually find all of my information like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff on there too. So I post all my shows and everything that's new and happening and all my new song releases. I usually post it all over there. So you can find me, alexistaylormusic.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Alexis, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, it's always great catching up with you, and I love the sound of the new tune. And so congratulations on the release and the success that it's getting so far. And we'll chat again, I'm sure, down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.